Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Manas Maheshwari, and we're going to look at some cool stuff around performance and load testing in Azure Web Apps.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Azure Web Apps. I've got about 19 in production, not just demos, but like real web apps that I use in my real life. Is this a technique that I'm going to be able to use with my web apps?
Yeah, absolutely for web apps.
So what do you got?
So I have a web app. It's like an e-commerce website for called Parts Unlimited, which sells auto parts. And recently, we are coming up with a new production bits, which is still in the pre-production environment. We are going to launch a big campaign with it. And just wanted to make sure that it's able to take up the load and the performance of the application is still meets the SLA which we want to provide to our customers.
I see. So you're going to have a campaign, a promotion to drive traffic to the site, and you don't want the site to tip over
exactly
because it's so popular.
Right. I don't want to lose business if customers are not able to use my application. So here is my web application, TRAS 1001. It's a Parts Unlimited website.
Okay.
And I've created this deployment slot, which is the pre-production environment for me.
Ah, I see.
And if I go into this, yeah. So here is the, my pre-production environment.
And are they the same size? I noticed that you have this as a small. Is the staging also a small?
So staging is a little big in that sense, but we have made sure that it's not in the same app service plan, because if we generate a lot of load, it can impact the production environment.
Ah, that's a good tip. I could see someone accidentally tipping over production by beating up on staging on the same machine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good advice.
And now, before going for the launch, we are actually going to create a performance test, measure the app performance, and let's start. So I go to the tools.
So tools, that's a new thing. I've not seen that before. So there's there's settings, start and stop. I remember all those. So tools.
Yeah, tools is the new addition.
Okay, so it flies open. And I recognize a few things here, like Logstream and Process Explorer. Performance testing, oh, under develop. This is a whole section now for developers.
Exactly.
That's great.
Right. So we're going to go. And so I launched the performance test blade.
Okay.
And for using this performance, to do the performance testing, you need to have a Visual Studio Online account. I already have one, which is set. And as a user, it just takes two clicks to create that.
Oh, I see. So the Visual Studio account, it could be the same account that you use in Azure, or it could be a different one.
Absolutely.
One from your country.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have already set the Visual Studio Online account, and now we are going to create a performance test.
Is that account for Visual Studio Online important because that's where the traffic is being driven from?
So the service works under the context of Visual Studio Online account. So, and the traffic is generated from Visual Studio Online service.
Okay, so you have this, I think, and you said, was it South Central somewhere?
Exactly.
So South Central US, does that mean the traffic comes from South Central US, or is it going to come from all over the world?
Fantastic. So the service is in South Central US, but you can always choose where do you want to generate the load from, and we'll actually see it in the experience.
Very cool.
So I am going to create a new performance test.
Okay.
And this is the home page of our website, TRAS 1001. It's a staging website.
Right.
And that the home page we are going to generate the load on.
Okay.
So, and I can rename this as my launch perf test.
Okay.
And really want to generate the load from East US and where my application is hosted, and I expect most of the customers to be using it from there. So it will be more realistic performance measurement.
Right. And this is coming from somewhere else into Azure, right? Like it's, they are really simulated public people. It's not just within the Azure data center?
It's within the Azure data center.
Okay.
So all these machines are hosted in the within the Azure data center. So when you're doing the performance testing, it can be done in two ways. One is you are measuring it from the locations where your customers are located.
Right.
And most of the time, it's the same location where your application is hosted.
Ah, good point.
Right. In the performance testing, you might avoid the internet to be tested, because that comes as a part.
Right.
What you're really interested is in testing your application performance.
Ah, that's a good point.
So to avoid that, you can generate from within the data center, or you can actually go and choose any other data center, which will bring in the internet latency inside. So that's the two behaviors which you can test
separately.
That's
a great point. So you have flexibility to pick both of those behaviors. If you test within the same data center, of course, you don't have to pay for egress.
Exactly.
And but you can, in this case, you're going to test East US because that's where your customers are.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So the peak load, which I expect when I'm launching this campaign. So last year when we did this campaign, it was about 100, thousands of users came to the application. But at any moment, it was 100 users using the application at any moment.
Oh, at any instant in time.
Any instant in time.
I see.
So this time, business intelligence marketing team says that this is going to be just double, and I want to make sure that's a little bit more than double.
Okay.
So we can generate from 250 users in that sense.
Can I do huge, huge numbers?
You can absolutely do huge numbers, and it can go up to hundreds and thousands of users.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And then duration, of course, is how long and how hard is going to happen?
So it's totally up to us. It can extend up to hours, actually. From this experience, we actually give it an R, which is good enough for most of the performance testing needs.
Interesting. So there's performance testing, but if you did it for hours, there's an implied stress testing as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's cool. Does it imply how hard the users are going to visit the site? Some users click and wait a second or two and then click again. Other users might click and wait 10 seconds as they read something and then click again. How quickly are they moving around the site?
Yeah. So that's a little bit of an advanced scenario that we cover it as part of our experience with Visual Studio Enterprise.
Oh, okay, cool. Right. And we'll look at that in another episode of Azure
yes.
Friday.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so we can make a test?
Yeah, so we created a test, and we are going to do it for 5 minutes or so, and I'm going to run the test.
Okay.
So the test has been queued in the service, and we can just quickly click it. So it's acquiring resources, because when you're generating the load, you're mimicking those hundreds and thousands of users accessing your application at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we need machines.
They got to come from somewhere. So
they need to come somewhere. And it just provides you on-the-fly, scalable, and elastic performance lab in the cloud for you. You don't need to set up anything.
Now, you made a test and are starting to run a test. Did you get charged for this? Where's the money?
So it's currently in the preview, this experience. So there are no charges for it.
So that's really great. So while it's in preview, people should explore and experiment and provide feedback and try this as much as they want to.
Yeah. So the test has moved in progress, and it's fetching the performance data. And it's going to bring it over here. And yeah, we can see it over here.
Oh wow! So it's you don't even have to wait until it's done. In this case, it's only 10% done, and it's telling you already have 99 successful requests.
Right. So it refreshes at a regular frequency. This graphs. So there are two graphs which are shown over here. One is the total requests sent to the server, how many are successful and how many have failed. So that's an important measure for you. So if 1,000 users are accessing your application, how many of them see a failure and not able to receive any response from the server? The other important aspect is, what's the response time of the request which you're sending to the server? Is it, even though it's passing for you, but is it really slow for the users? That's a very, very important aspect. So the SLA which my company provides is 2-second SLA. At any moment, the page should definitely load within 2 seconds.
Yep.
And over here, we can clearly see it's crossing 2 seconds. So it's 2.64, the average response time. And I'll wait for the entire test to complete probably, because initially when the app is getting heated up, it might take certain more response time. But
right, because your initial response time was when you were coming from a cold start.
Exactly, precisely.
Caching and all those kinds of things. Yeah. This is pretty amazing, because I remember in the old days, 10, 15 years ago, putting together load tests like this was quite an event.
Right.
Here, you've clicked over 3 or 4 minutes, and you're already producing a huge amount of load, and in this case, putting out 270 requests a second.
Yes, that's pretty high.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it also gives you a sense of why the cloud is so great, because it's elasticity.
Absolutely.
You didn't have to go and buy these machines. You only needed them for a few minutes, and now it's happening. So your response time is going to even out over the course of this time.
Yeah.
But for the most part, are you happy with that? Or might you make a change and then run a test again? Can you compare the results?
So I'm not pretty happy about it, because it's crossing the 2 seconds SLA. So I'm going to delve deeper with the help of application performance monitoring tools like Application Insights and Neuralink, and figure out where the issue lies. And then come back and compare the two tests. So currently, they both will be listed over here. I can just compare the response time over here with the two tests. And we are coming up with a feature as the next releases that we'll be able to do in proper with every metrics compared and actually see the difference between the average response time between the two tests which you are running and actually figure out what were the issues which you have resolved.
So you have them all listed here, you have deltas.
Exactly.
And you could possibly even tag them and let them know about, you know, this was successful and we didn't feel this was successful. And I'm glad that you brought up Application Insights, because that was my next question. Is this a good companion where if I have an Application Insights instrumented application, that this is going to give me a lot of insights? If I go look at the data at the back end, I can see memory usage, how the .NET CLR is working, and all those things.
Absolutely. So that's it actually goes hand in hand, because when you're conducting the load testing, the main goal is to figure out the performance in the application. So this gives you a client-side performance, that what is the performance perceived by the users, but what's actually going inside the machine. Application Insights and other APM solutions can give you that insights. Mm-hmm.
And is this generating just HTTP traffic, or is it pretending to be a browser? Is this, it's not executing any JavaScript on the page, this is just doing gets and following links?
Absolutely, it's an HTTP traffic. Mm-hmm.
Is it going in multiple places or just one page?
So it's currently, so the question is it getting generated from one place?
Well, for example, you put in staging, the name of the staging. Is it going to just that one page, or is it looking around all around your product catalog?
Oh, that's a fantastic point. So currently, in this experience, it's only the home page. Mm-hmm. We are developing features where you could explore and do it at the multiple pages and the scenarios. Mm-hmm. But currently, that experience is available with Visual Studio Enterprise.
Okay, cool. So this is a good starter for people who are doing this experience inside of the portal.
Right.
I assume I can give you the full URL and hit deeper, but just one URL.
Absolutely.
And then if I want a more advanced experience, I use Visual Studio.
Yes.
And then we're going to do that in another episode of Azure Friday. Yeah. Very cool. Well, we're learning all about performance and load testing and what you can do inside of the Azure portal here on Azure Friday.